next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome we know they ain't.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Who dat, and welcome back to the Canoucha Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Ertle. Today, we have something really special to talk about, and it's something that I would never thought would have happened, but the rumors are come. It's the offseason. We'll get tons of rumors, and because the Saints have a question mark at the quarterback position, we don't know who's going to be the next guy. There's going to be some major rumors, but I never thought I'd hear a rumor this big. If you don't know, Adam Schefter reported today, and pretty much a lot of other reporters out there reporting this as well. Russell Wilson has told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were to be considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears, and this is from his agent, Mark Rogers. Okay, the initial reaction, you freak out. You see that Russell Wilson mentions he wants to play for the Saints. That's one of his four teams. Now, I'm sure there's a couple others that he would waive his no-trade clause. That's the main thing. Russell Wilson has a no-trade clause. He gets the final say in all this. Now, Russell Wilson, it's been reported pretty much since before the Super Bowl that he hasn't been happy with the franchise. The offensive line hasn't been good. Since week 8 of the season, their offense kind of took a turn for the worse. They try to run the football more. They try to do more of a modern-day Pete Carroll offense. Russell Wilson wasn't a fan. Russell Wilson was pretty much the front runner to be MVP the first 5 weeks of the season. That fell off once they tried to kind of move the offense in a different direction. Just Russell Wilson expressed his frustrations with the front office and didn't really get the reaction he wanted back from the franchise. He's felt like his relationship with Carroll is not broken, but hurt, and with John Schneider as well. We don't know. We don't know what the relationship between Wilson and the Seahawks is. And we won't know for a while. This is a situation that we'll have to marinate. We'll have to wait and see how this relationship ends up. This could mean multiple different things. This report, there's so many different things. And this is just a rumor. This is a rumor. This could be Seattle's team saying, okay, we aren't happy with the Seahawks. Let's report out that we didn't demand a trade. That's clear. He did not demand a trade. That's what's being reported. They didn't demand a trade. But let's just put out four teams that we would say we'd waive our no-trade clause for. We'd do that. And that's just to get the Seahawks saying, okay, slow down, Russell. Like, you know, let's talk. That's what they want from the Seahawks. They want Russell to be able to have some more power. It was also reported this morning that during the season, Russ came to Pete Carroll and the other coaches in before the Cardinals game and said, can we do this, this, and this? And he was kind of brushed off, and it was frustrated. And he stormed out of the meeting and ended up losing that game. And it's just clear that the relationship isn't what it used to be. And ever since they won that Super Bowl, it's kind of fallen off a little bit. Seattle's always been a contender, but it's like, okay, they're not legit. They're a contender, but are they really? I don't know. Now, these rumors could be 100% real. It could be that Russell Wilson is actually thinking about getting out of Seattle and moving to a different place. That could be totally possible. But the more likely scenario is that he's just fighting for power right now. He just wants power in Seattle. And this could either go two ways. This could be one. it works out. The Seahawks give in. They give him more of a say, kind of what Deshaun Watson wanted. And they repair the relationship. They throw the ball more, and they get him offensive line, and it works out. That seems like that's the most likely scenario right now. But two, it could be like with the Deshaun Watson scenario right now. Deshaun Watson basically says, I ain't playing for you anymore. I'm not going to do it. It's done. This relationship's over. Russ could say that. It doesn't seem like something Russ would do. We haven't seen Russell Wilson publicly say anything, really. But over these past few months, it's been more and more Russ saying, okay, I'm not happy. The O-line was terrible this year. They did nothing to address it. And we just sent two first-round picks to the New York Jets for a safety in Jamal Adams. And he's a great player. But now the Seahawks can't build that offensive line like most teams do. You got to build in the draft. You can't go out there and sign a second-tier offensive lineman at a free agency and hope that he's going to become a star. That's what Seattle's done in the past, and it hasn't turned out. Seattle needs to invest and keep their franchise quarterback happy. Now, so many things could happen in the coming days, coming weeks, coming months, but something will need to happen on that front. And what happens in Seattle, whatever. But in the Saints' point of view, are you interested? Hell yeah! You have a hole at quarterback. You need a quarterback. It's Russell Wilson. Of course you're going to be interested. Even if they had Drew Brees, I'm sure they'd be interested. Now, people are saying, okay, we're fine with Jameis Winston. Other people are saying, okay, we have Taysom Hill. We can make it work with what we got. Now, Sean Payton will never be shy to send away first-round picks. That's the one thing that gets me a little bit excited, is Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis will always send out first-round picks. In trades, in deals, they like to make deals. And if the Saints and Seahawks got something done, it would not be the first time they had a blockbuster deal. Remember, not even that long ago, Jimmy Graham. They sent Jimmy Graham for Max Unger and other pieces. That was a big-time deal. At the time, Jimmy Graham was possibly the best tight end in football, and they just trade him just like that in the middle of nowhere. The Saints have a good relationship with Seattle, and obviously Russell Wilson loves New Orleans. He would not say that one of his preferred teams would be the Saints. Now, how likely is it? Not very. If I'm being completely honest, it's not very likely. It's in terms of today's NFL, it's changing. It's changing a little bit. These NFL players want the power that NBA players have. Like, for example, James Harden says, I'm done playing in Houston. 2 weeks later, he's traded to Brooklyn. That just hasn't been how the NFL's worked. NFL's a little bit more complex in terms of money and salary cap. It's easier to move around things in the NBA. You can trade away. You can trade money to teams. You can borrow money. NFL's not that flexible. And the thing with Seattle is they would have a huge dead money cap hit if they trade Russell Wilson. Of course, they don't want to trade him. He's Russell Wilson. He's one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. He, of course, was in the MVP conversation very early. That went away pretty fast. But for the Saints, the first thing you'll see all the NFL casual fans say is, but the salary cap. Okay, let's talk about the salary cap and how Russell Wilson can fit in with the Saints. If the Seahawks were to trade Russell Wilson this year, the 2021 cap hit would be $19 million. That's not very much. The 2022 would be $19 million. 2023 would be 22, and I'm sure he would get an extension in those years because that's just not a lot of money. Why that isn't a lot of money? It's because Seattle's eating so much dead cap. It'd be around $29 million this year to eat Russell Wilson's contract if they trade him. That's not really the problem, though. That isn't the concern with the Saints if they're going to trade for Russell Wilson. Money will not be the reason they cannot trade for Russell Wilson. If you go on a Twitter account and someone says, but the Saints have blah, blah amount of cap space, that's not the problem. Let's say the Saints trade away, just an example, Andrews Peat and Taysom Hill. They're also sending away cap to Seattle. It's almost like a fair swap if they were to do that in terms of money. That'd be some dead cap and some change going one way and the other. But that would almost be an even swap if they traded two of the caliber players like that. Now, who Seattle would want from the Saints roster, I don't know. Could be a Ryan Ramczyk or a Teron Armstead or Andrews Peat. They might ask for a Michael Thomas. We don't know. But is there really a price for the Saints that's too much for Russell Wilson. Now, is Sean Payton extremely confident in Jameis Winston? Heck yeah. Would Sean Payton choose Russell Wilson over Jameis Winston? No, probably not. But if it's on the table and the Saints have an opportunity to go get Russell Wilson, I don't think that they wouldn't because they have Jameis Winston. They don't even have Jameis Winston yet. I know they're confident in him, but if they can't land Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, a crazy trade like that, they'd be extremely confident and fine with Jameis Winston at quarterback. Now, these are just all rumors. It could happen. It couldn't happen. Nothing could happen at all. We just have to wait and see. I'm just telling you, don't get your hopes up. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the show of this NFL offseason will be because it'll be crazy. We thought last year was crazy with the quarterbacks. This year might be more crazy. We might see Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson move in the same month. Two quarterbacks I never thought would leave their teams. An icon in Texas, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson in Seattle. Those two guys might be moved or they couldn't move at all. We'll just have to wait and see. But it's early. This is early. This is the first day that the Saints have been linked to Russell Wilson. Wait and see if this relationship can get repaired. And if it can't, and Russell Wilson demands a trade, that's when you start to get a little bit excited. He could be a Saint if he demands a trade or if this thing goes south. That'll do it for today's show. Let me know what you guys think. How much would you give up for Russell Wilson? 3 first-round picks? 2? What player would you give up in a trade for Russell Wilson? Let me know. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. As always, love you guys. Who dat?
Let's go. We on the road. The next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but then they don't.